Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Giant Doobies Will Help. That was submitted by High Desert Drifter on Twitter. If you like what we're doing here, be sure to subscribe and like on the YouTube page and even join the 420 Club at patreon.com/gettingdug. If we reach our goal of $1,000 in memberships, we're going to repair the heavy monkeys and then we're going to send one to a lucky member. And we're giving away an autographed complete merch set at this month's giveaway. Wait, what? Oh, we're going to pick the name right now. Let's pick it right now. Gabe, you got a bowl full of names. These are all 154 members strong of the 420 Club. And we can get way down in there and pick one. Thank you, Gabe, for all the magic you bring to the world. And our winner is Jellyfish94. Oh, am I supposed to say their email address? That doesn't seem right. Yeah. Kyle McKenzie is our winner. Don't forget what I said about that other thing. And I'm doing stand-up at the Tampa Improv this Saturday at 4:20. The Improv in Washington, D.C. on Sunday, July 10th. Dabs Day, also at 4:20. And I'm all over the Pemberton Music Fest in Pemberton, Canada, the weekend of July 15, 16, 17. DougLovesMovies.com is where all my dates are at. Enjoy the show! Blast off! Here we are, Monday night, June something. It's late June, I'm guessing. Pretty sure it is. What are we calling today? The 27th? Okay. And you saw their names flying through space. Two of my favorite guests are here. It's Taylor Rizzo and Greg Proops, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey.
Hi, Douglas.
You're here, man. Good to have you back.
I made it.
I can imagine.
It's very exciting. I forgot that you you know, you come in a nice suit outfit a lot of the times. And we didn't turn on any fans or anything in here. So when you walked in the room, you were like, it's hot in here.
It is hot in here.
Yeah. And I'm like, I feel bad for the people that dress nice in these hot places.
Yeah, next time I'll just wear a wife beater and some culottes.
I like it.
I
like
better
the
than
word
the
culottes is so much fun.
Isn't it?
All the time.
Yeah.
But look at him. He knew to dress light.
Yeah, he did.
He knew
T-shirt.
What kind of bumps.
Well, I thought there was air conditioning is my recollection, but I guess I was wrong.
Well, we're after hours in the office building where we do the show, and the cooling elements didn't come together. Also, it's not that hot outside.
That's true.
So that's probably also why it makes it feel bad in here is because it's so nice out there.
It's nicer out there than it is in here, but it won't
be for
long.
What, is that a global warming
when we
joke?
Because when we start getting high, we won't care.
Oh, yeah, we won't care.
No. Could have gone a lot
We
of
don't
ways.
Even care now, really.
Not
but
really.
We'll turn on the fans during the breaks, and you're going to love it.
All right.
Like, give you something to look forward to.
For sure.
When we break, there's going to be a fan on for a couple minutes. We got a sativa and an indica on the table. Sage and Sour is the name of the sativa, and the indica is called Kosher OG. And, yeah, go ahead and give that a sniff. That's part of what I love about Taylor and why we have him back on the show so soon. He's a comedian who really knows a lot of knows his stuff.
I like weed.
You know? Like Engayo, you know?
Oh, right. Engayo's insane.
Full of info and abilities.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I did to make it quiet, but there's the 19 minutes after the hour alarm.
Ooh, all right.
So, Greg, you would know this sort of thing. Where is it going to be 4:20 in 1 minute?
Ding! 4:20 somewhere.
Here?
No,
4:20?
Oh, 8:20 here.
Oh, 8:20.
So
yeah, you're right.
Where will it be 4:20?
Oh, yeah. So it would have to be that many hours ahead. Good question. London? It'll be 4:20 in the morning.
In London?
Maybe.
You seem so certain. I thought you were right.
It's usually good to just back up your bullshit with a lie, so yes.
No, it's true. London, England.
Boom.
Lisbon, Portugal. Dublin, Ireland, of course.
Right, everything in GMT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's all splitting apart.
Yeah, no, they won't.
As we speak.
Pretty soon Europe will have different times.
Like, I bet you, like, Trump could become president if everybody showed up to vote.
Couldn't become?
No, would.
Oh, no.
If everybody showed up, if everybody voted, if everybody really was excited about voting. Because I think the people that would vote for him are also the ones that aren't paying any attention anyway and probably won't even go out and vote.
Let's hope so. I think if everyone votes, he would lose even more overwhelmingly than I think he's going to lose now.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. If it was, like, required for everyone to vote.
Like, African-Americans, he's at, like, 95% disapproval.
Negative. And
95%.
He's pulling over 80% with women, with Latins, with everybody. So humanity, I think, is going to stamp him out.
But in the overall scheme of it, in the voting, the polls remain pretty close.
Washington Post had her 14 points ahead yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. But, you know, the Washington Post is one of those papers that will cease to exist if Donald Trump is president.
That's right. He's going to bar all journalism.
They are liars and therefore do not get to exist
That's right.
anymore.
And he's going to kick the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And make America groovy again.
All right. Well, we've made the grievous, heinous error of not hitting anything during the 420 minute.
That's true.
Let's do
we
it.
We are late. And I like to be the punctual. I like to be the punctual pothead. So apologies. To make it happen fast, I'm going to stick one of these Honey Farm vapor pens, a delicious flavor of strawberry, into this bong and hit it thusly.
I like the batteries.
Right? They're really nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. They're doing good work over there. They need to spread it out throughout the world. And they do a good job of making it so I can't find the button. There it is.
It's hidden.
It's my fault, not theirs.
Honeydew Watermelon. That was my dancer name.
Who's responsible for this?
For shit lighters?
The coolest looking lighter didn't work.
Which was the cool one? The Douglas movies? Well, that one works.
I don't know if this was that cool.
We just had a pot leaf on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But it really doesn't work. Both of our monkeys over here don't work. You guys have experienced the monkeys already, right?
Oh, yeah. You know those.
You know these guys?
Yeah. They're good fun.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about them?
Well, that they don't work.
You had to say something.
And that you keep them anyway.
They're both broken. We're going to get them fixed and then send one to
them. These should live in a kitchen drawer, don't you think?
We're gonna get them fixed and then send. We gotta keep them away from children. We're fixing one. We're fixing both of them and then keeping one on set and sending one to a lucky 420 club member. They can high five each other. Yeah. Yeah.
How far from the limit are you?
What
do
you
mean? To give those away? Aren't you like hitting a specific number?
We're trying to get a certain number, and it's
Doug Grinder.
It's not a fast.
I mean that.
Not hitting that number quickly.
Yeah.
But one day we will.
It'll happen. Yeah. Some lucky soul.
I gotta keep talking about
that.
It until we do.
No papers today, I notice.
We don't have any on the table. Maybe some can be flown in.
Do you roll?
I do, yeah. Sweet. It's my one skill on the show. Jambo Cannabis Potion. Do you just spray this in the air and live in
Jambo.
It?
No, you spray right into your mouth and it...
In a calm, low, stress, relaxed setting, spray 2 times in the mouth. Effect should begin within 1 hour. Remember, you can always spray more times. You know, anything that has pot in it should on the label say, remember.
Yeah.
Because that you're going to need that later.
Yeah.
Because you're going to get high and you're going to go... Huh. Can I spray this again in my mouth? And then, like, you go, oh, right.
Read it again.
Remember, you can always spray more times. Do yoga, meditate, stretch. Make music, love, friends. I don't understand. Make music.
Wow, they gotta go, comma, they gotta go full hippie
love,
on that thing.
Comma, yeah. Friends.
Just give it a spray?
Yeah.
Oh, that's makes too close to edibles for me.
Do you avoid the edibles completely?
I'm I don't think you can control the dosage. You can't, like you can when you're smoking. Yeah.
No, I always took, anytime somebody says eat half, I eat a quarter.
Right, and wait more time than they tell you to wait.
They say eat a quarter, I go, I can't, the math is getting too complicated, right. So I'm gonna, I'll just eat the whole thing. It's scary business, but I'm trying not to eat that kind of stuff that they put weed into, you know? Mm-hmm. But I like the pills. I like the pills a lot.
Cause
it's not like eating some dessert that's...
There's those little candies that they give me at my dispensary.
Yeah, that's you like
but
that.
I give them away to other comics who liked edibles.
Okay,
I've never had an experience with edibles. I've eaten them like 10 times, but never.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, nothing. I mean, I'm smoking all day anyway, so right. I don't know if it's just not.
You've never tried it. Thanks, Gabe.
Thank you, Gabe.
I mean, I've eaten them a few times without smoking, but it gets like an hour in, and I'm like, all right, I want to be high.
Here's right. a chicken.
That's the thing. This is instantaneous.
Yeah, exactly.
Chicken and waffles flavor cigar wrap.
What?
So that
what?
Sounds strange, but maybe wonderful. And then some other rolling papers. So whatever you want to
like
do.
Long paper.
Did you, Taylor? Did you bring some sort of dab setup tonight?
Yeah, I definitely did.
Where do you stand on dabs, Proops?
Well, the only time I've done a dab, Douglas, was with you in Portland a couple years ago when we did the show up there and everybody wore the frozen hats.
Ganja John Hamm got you dabbed out.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
You did a lot of dabs that night. I did, I think, two, because I didn't know whither my dab is to go.
Right.
So I didn't want to test fate because we were doing a show immediately after we had adjourned from the parking lot.
Yeah, that shit knocks me out. Look at that. So that's a little device that...
I think what it comes wrapped around.
I was going to say, it's not in here.
Not another one
there's
in there.
Nothing in there?
There's nothing in there.
Yeah, what kind of gag?
They're like wraps that they come wrapped around this thing to keep them like circular.
So we really had an empty one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same person that put that lighter on the table.
Whoa.
That's
it's hilarious. The clear bees.
Oh, wow.
Oh, clear. Clear papers.
Wow. Okay, I'm not
cellulose, I think they call
I'm
it.
I'm not as deft with these, but we shall see what
some
we shall see.
There.
Thank you, bro.
A little bit more. What is this stuff?
That's some, what do you call it? Shatter?
Shadoobie.
Is that this is some wax right here?
Wax?
I'm just opening it.
My physician suggested that I not do wax, and I have no idea why. I didn't ask him in that
Your
regard.
Physician just said it?
Well, when I went to get my card, he went, I would.
Looks like peanut butter.
I was going to say I'm 90% sure it's peanut butter.
And it's just got weed in it, I guess, and you're just supposed to, but it seems like it must be very strong if it's in such a small container.
Yeah, this, I don't know.
That shit's been sitting around the table for a while. I don't know what the hell it is.
Clearly.
I'm pretty sure it's peanut butter.
Okay. But what a weird little container of it.
Yeah, I've
Whoever
no
wants that amount of peanut butter, unless it's insanely full of weed.
Yeah, I guess so.
Are these yours, Gabe?
Nope.
No, these are just the ones we have lying around. So why do you hate them?
No, I'm not used to dealing with see-through objects.
Looks like you're making a real fat one.
Well, I was going to try, but I realize now that I need it.
Might be a little weak.
I wanted to put a little carburetor in it, but I don't know if that defeats the purpose of the cellulose ones. I'm sure there's a million stoners out there who are completely taking umbrage and having a heart attack that I'm taking so long to do this and that I want to put a filter in it, but
I think you're all right with it.
That's what you want to do.
Well,
yeah.
Live your life, bro.
I wouldn't mind a filter
worry
on
about
the end
that.
Of that.
All right.
It wouldn't ruin the cellulose
A lot of people
experience.
Get huffy with me on the show because they think I don't inhale enough, which I've proven that I do, but...
It's a, you know, just you gotta...
I mean, if you're smoking
people
for an
can't
hour
just
straight.
Be happy with everything. They gotta poke at it.
Well, I hope I did this right.
That's a fun little pun.
And I hope I'm not smoking plastic.
Yeah, this one is cool.
The natural evolution, natural cellulose without synthetic components. Slow burning. And there's a picture of a gorilla, which I have no idea what connection gorillas have with slow burning
maybe
cellulose.
Maybe we're saving gorillas in the wild with each purchase.
God, would that be great?
That might be true.
Every time you smoke a joint, the movie Congo is shown somewhere.
Yeah.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah. That's weird. I don't
we're
know
getting
if I've
a
ever smoked
Congo
a clear
reference.
Joint.
Congo's an awesome movie,
day.
By the way, if you're high, because it not only has Tim Curry. Is he Russian again in that one, like in Red October? And Ernie Hudson's doing an African accent. Yeah. Congo is quite good. And it has the gorilla.
Oh, I don't
talks.
Like
the,
when they show the scenes of them shooting the gorillas.
Well, I don't like that either because it's really nasty. Gorillas are peace loving and beautiful.
Super nasty.
Yeah, gorillas are in no way vicious, but Michael
It's
Crichton,
an unpleasant
you know.
Movie. It's unpleasant when they're killing the...
Well, when they kill the gorillas, it's a drag. But when they have Amy the gorilla with them, and Amy's like, she can talk with her prosthetic arm.
Yeah.
I love that part.
Okay.
I've been scared of hippos ever since I saw that movie when I was a kid.
Hippo?
Isn't there a hippo attack when they try to cross the river in the Congo?
Oh, in Congo, yeah, of course. Well, hippos
a lot of shit happens
though.
In that.
Hippos kill more people than anything, more than sharks or anything like that.
Yeah,
but gorillas are not dangerous in the least. They're highly evolved. And, that poor one that got wasted at the zoo the other day when he was just trying to save the kid.
It was just doing, you know,
a bummer.
But, you know, the trouble is that it was dragging the kid around like they drag around their own babies. Mm-hmm. And the kid could have, like, you know,
get his arm ripped off.
Neck broken or, yeah, many things. So
I have a friend who's a primatologist, and he said the gorillas pair for life, right? And he was working with a pair. And a couple, they'd been together 20-something years. And the mate died, and he said the male went into, like, abject mourning for weeks. Just sat with its head in its hands and couldn't get up and eat. And, like, that's how highly emotional and involved they are. They're not at all, you know, primitive animals. They're fucking... So to keep them in zoos to begin with, to shoot them in the movies. But they're always cast as bad guys in movies. Gorillas always attack people like King Kong and shit. And it's like, gorillas are kind of the nicest ones. You're way more likely to get a chimp to fuck you up.
Yeah, they're bigger dicks in the jungle than a lot of other animals. I should have said in the Jungle Book. I left out a key word. No, in the jungle, Greg. There are a lot.
In the Jungle Book,
the gorilla or the orangutans are the worst.
Right.
Who's the worst?
The monkeys. But monkeys are nasty critters.
Yeah, they sure can be.
Chimps are fucking scary.
I mean, I've seen those Pirates of the Caribbean movies. They get up to all manner of mischief.
This new one didn't really get the sense of fun. The monkeys are so fun in the Disney cartoon.
Oh, I love the old one. I didn't see the new one.
Louis Prima.
That's Louis Prima, right?
Louis Prima's and then in this one, it's half of the song. They don't even do the whole song.
Really?
And it's Christopher Walken.
He doesn't sing like that.
Oh, come on.
I'm the king of the swingers.
I have that single on vinyl.
I'm the king of the swingers. Ooh.
Oh, no, you don't pop Louis Prima. Louis Prima's song is one of
and he scats at one point. It's so much fun. And the whole temple, I think the temple still
falls
over.
I like the temple part. And when he puts the banana in the kid's mouth with his foot.
The movie's good. The new movie is much better than it has a right to be, because the first Jungle Book is perfect.
Yeah, it is.
They take out, you know, they don't have the vultures doing their little song.
Oh, that the Beatles part. I love that part.
Yeah. What you want to do?
It was Beatles.
What you want to do?
Don't saw that again.
Yeah.
The snake is Scarlett Johansson, but the song is just over the end credits. She doesn't get to do the song.
The song's in the movie.
And Bill Murray sings a little of Bare Necessities. Hmm. But they like really went... They didn't commit fully to the musical thing, but they felt like they had to put it in there.
To, like, reference the first one.
They had to get it in.
Certainly all the parents going, remember the songs.
And are like, why not? The song's in there. And I got to say, the kids in the audience when I saw it were into it all the way through. Like, it's a good movie.
So it was way more a successful remake than, say, Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm.
Which must be. Willy Wonka, the original one, is tremendous, as we've discussed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the new one with Johnny Depp, oof.
I didn't even finish it.
Oh, it's hard going.
As soon as there were like hundreds of the same Oompa Loompa guy in there singing the song, I just turned it off.
Right, what did you do to me? Yeah, what did you do to my Oompa Loompas, man? Yeah. My Oompa Loompas were the whole Greek chorus in the first movie.
I've been singing that song my whole life.
Where's my song? Oompa Loompa Doobity Doo. What are you at getting terribly fat? The cleverness of Roald Dahl.
Of that?
I don't like the sound of it. That's my favorite when they do the asides.
Those guys kick ass.
Well, Roald Dahl is really biting and hilarious, and the songs work in that movie because of it.
In the book, the children are in quite genuine peril for being little assholes. And in the end, there's even a little illustration where they're all fucking deformed for life.
Yeah, right, and my kid's
all stretched.
You know
what I mean? Like, what's her name? The blueberry's been de-juiced, so she's all skinny
she's just
skin on sticks. And
and my TV's different. Is stretched out because he's been to the taffy pool.
Yeah, he's like walking like all.
And Augustus Gloop is a tube-shaped child because he's been to the chocolate tube.
Does he go through the tube in the book?
Can't remember. And it's not the goose and the geese.
It's squirrels.
It's squirrels, and they knock
you in
the head.
And then Tim Burton tried to do the squirrels, and it was just like, what's going on?
You know what the problem was with
fake squirrels?
The first one, for however dark and pointed it is about children being brats, which is the point of the movie, it's funny. And it works as a comedy. It works as a musical. It's fantasy filled. The second one is mean-spirited. Mm-hmm. When they're starving, it's really too real that they're starving in the beginning. Yeah. And the desperation's way too fucking Dickensian. And that's not the point of the movie. Then when they get
there, it's comical, the four old people in the same bed.
Right, in the first one. Yeah, you don't even believe it.
In the newer one, it's just like, what the hell is happening?
And also, having Willy Wonka be like this weird kind of pederasty Michael Jackson type instead of
my dad was a dentist. How obvious is that?
Right,
anyone's going, what's Willy Wonka's backstory? His backstory is that he's a fucking mystery,
right?
And he's played by Gene Wilder.
Yes.
End of discussion. We gotta go to a break. Gene Wilder. Things are getting too heated. We're going to break. Oh, we gotta turn the fan on for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
And we'll see you guys soon. Thank you for watching.
Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by the cool folks at Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate, and they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items for franchises like The Legend of Zelda, The Walking Dead, Star Wars, Marvel, and more. Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek, including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tee and pin. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today. Hey, everybody. So that we don't have to do it in the show, I'm going to do it during the breaks. I want to say subscribe to this show if you haven't already and click the like button as it helps fight against people who flag our videos. And you can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio only version of the show. And also our web store is now through villaby.com. We'll put it on the screen, I think maybe. check it out. You can still visit us at the same URL, bit.ly/DougMerch. Order your mugs, t-shirts, and blue cards. Get blue cards. We'll sign them, and then the post office will put something right over the signature, and it's a big waste of money. Cards for high manity, I like to call it. Thanks, you guys. And enjoy your day. Hey, we're back, I think, maybe. You never know. Now that the fan's off, I'm absolutely sure that we're back. And we have 1,540 viewers as I speak. For those of you just joining us, it's Greg Proops and Taylor Rizzo, and we are doing pretty good. Greg rolled up a cellulose joint.
It worked, right?
And it worked beautifully. And nice. We've and been hitting this. These pipes and the vapor pens. And yeah, and Taylor Rizzo has to rise Uh-oh. Up.
Did
and,
I put something over here?
No, okay. You just knocked a thing over that's low to the ground. It's fine. I'll put it over here where it belongs.
My cup is radioactive.
Heats it up and...
Whoa. Everything's a 50s
high-fi
reference.
I knew you were going to get a big hit on that. Because when you hold the button for a while before hitting it, it's really like revving up and ready to fucking shoot in your hole.
Which one's sativa are these? Any
I think, are they labeled? Does it say?
I don't know.
It might say on them.
You're going to make me read?
I think I saw one that said indica, so.
This one says indica.
There you go.
Whatever, I'll just hit all of them.
You'll just hit all of them?
Yeah.
All right.
Like a bagpipe?
Yeah, you're going to play like some sort of pan flute that fell apart?
Yanni. See, that's a spirit.
Let's do some pot topics.
Fuck yeah.
Good stuff, right?
Yep.
Pretty tasty.
It is pretty good, actually.
That did taste good.
Yeah. Say, honeydew, these are all right.
Honeydew watermelon and blueberry.
That might be your first cough on the show.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was pretty bad.
Yeah, but you took a major.
Yeah, but it's interesting when people come on here and they try a type or a thing they haven't tried before. That's when the biggest fits happen.
Wait till I take a dab.
Oh yeah, that'll be terrific.
Yeah, I get it.
That'll really help your reputation for being a good smoker. How long you're gonna cough after hitting that thing,
or how quiet you are afterwards?
Oh, I don't go quiet that often.
No, I feel like I could go quiet on my own show if Greg's one of the guests. He'll be like, and here's another Gene Wilder story. He told us great Gene Wilder stories during the break that you guys don't get because you probably don't even know who Gene Wilder is. Is it that? Has it reached that point? Is there an age group that just doesn't know who he is?
Or if you just
say Willy Wonka, they go, oh, I know that.
I think a lot of them have seen
Willy
Wonka.
Because
it's on ABC Family. Yeah. That's maybe why you would know. You saw when you were little, because your family made you watch it at Christmas or whatever, which hilariously they show as a Christmas movie, and it's one of the most punishing child movies.
Yeah, it's terrible. There's a horror sequence.
Right, I mean, Gene Wilder says...
To start this subject up.
What, do they really show it as a Christmas movie? I haven't noticed.
Well, they show
that.
They go the 30 Days of Christmas, and they show the abomination, the movie version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, that.
And they show, you know, every goddamn, like... There's some people that are set for life residual-wise because they had something to do with some shitty Christmas movie. Because they really all get trotted out every year.
Yeah, my fallback job is when I get older, I'm just going to be Santa Claus.
I got
the beard. As soon as I go white.
As soon as the beard goes white.
I'm good.
That's really
a plan.
I got
good
rosy
life
cheeks.
Plan.
Yeah,
you do.
Hell yeah.
And you like having the kids sit on your lap
of my favorite things.
Okay.
One of them. It's like fifth.
Would you be like, you'd get really high into it?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it sober. That would be gross.
I know, but I hope the world's notions of being high will change by then.
Hopefully I'd be able to walk to the other side of the mall.
I think you'd get fired instantly if you were a high Santa.
Yeah, maybe.
There would be no miracle on 34th Street.
No, nobody would bring out bags and bags of letters to you. Maybe some rolling papers in an alley by a dumpster.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Did I say Pot Topics?
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did. The Democratic National Committee has officially made the decision to include marijuana reform in the party's 2016 platform.
I love it.
Shit, all right.
And that's Bernie-fied. Like, Bernie was pushing that.
Was he?
I think so. I think he was pretty okay with...
Bernie-fied.
Just let him have the marijuana. It's no big deal. And now I'd like to do my Bernie Sanders impression. The DNC announced that the party was taking sides with the issue of taming the pot laws in the United States. It's because Bernie doesn't think that, people for weed, they should be incarcerated for weed offenses. So, and that's,
I'm with him on that one.
That's never been Hillary's thing necessarily, but it's, I think Bernie's pulling it further to the left. As I do,
I'm just interested in what you're doing here.
He's dabbing us out in a second, I guess.
Yeah, I'll take
this
the
guy.
First one.
What kind of person during a discussion of pod topics whips out a dab like that?
Aren't
you interested in these stories?
Of course, I'm listening.
All right,
doing this?
You got to really pay attention to that thing.
Nah.
Like you're sitting there going, oh, Doug, that's an interesting, you just wave it around and
laser
somebody.
That would never happen. Because then I'd be a pot topic next week.
Comic Burns genius.
No, I don't know if you've noticed, but all of my topics are positive stories about Periscope.
I have Periscopes that you do that, yes.
Yeah.
Now what happens?
I'm excited about this next one, but let's all do a dab first.
Okay.
And then
how do you do it?
And then we'll do it.
Just once, now that it's hot, you just touch it.
You just drop a little of that stuff in there, and you hit it, and try to get it all gone there. That's a good size one he had there. Sometimes they'll be nice to me and make it a little smaller. And, you got a...
Not bad.
Very, very fast hitting. It's kind of like, feels more like a much larger bong hit.
Yeah, for sure.
But that's why they call it concentrate, right? Because it's
Because you got to think about it.
So concentrated. And
yeah, they should call them cons small. Instead of dabs.
I've never seen the use of Q-tips with this.
Yeah, I forgot them last time I was here, but supposedly that's the thing to do. According to all the people commenting on the last time I was on here. So. But yeah, just clean it out a little bit, and that way you don't have to burn off any of the.
Is the guy Q-tip still a thing?
What's a guy Q-tip?
You know, the guy named Q-tip. Yeah. Is he still
person?
Well, he's a versatile swab.
I know Q-tip.
What?
Way back. Not like that, but I know who he is.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But is he still like a solo act or whatever? Did he change his name? Like Most Def isn't Most Def anymore.
No.
What is he go by his real name?
He goes by Yasin Bey, I want to say, and it's all lowercase.
Nice.
Apparently it's a pain in the ass if you make a movie with him because he insists on it, and then you have to spend more down at the font factory.
Wow, at the font factory? You know, costs can get prohibitive at the font factory if you let them run wild. Oh, taming font costs has been
like pulling teeth, use lowercase letters like that.
This show's been at the forefront of saving font costs, I think.
This pot topic is not just a pot topic. It's also going to be a pot quiz hop shot.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because I want you guys to guess. We'll see which one of you can guess. Like, if you just keep guessing, the number one or the most. Wall Street. 24/7 Wall Street. So that must be like a website or something. Ranked the top 12 states smoking the most marijuana based on studies by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, compiling the percentage of people who reported smoking marijuana in the past year, past 2 years, etc.
That's it.
Yeah, I won't show you the results.
I don't want to cheat.
What are we supposed to know, the top ones? Well, obviously...
Top 12.
Colorado.
Number one.
Yeah. Obviously.
We're finished.
Get a spike.
End of game. What else is in there?
Alaska?
Mm-hmm.
Oregon, Washington.
Alaska comes in number four. Oregon's deuce. What other ones?
Washington's third. California.
Washington five.
Yeah, California.
Screaming into number three, again, tying into Mr. Bernie Sanders. Vermont.
Wow.
Yeah. Ski town. Ski.
They're all right
ski
with it there. I did a show in Vermont one time. It was a very good time. Higher Grounds, I think, was the name of the place.
Ooh.
Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Michigan, and California.
New Mexico,
but California is strangely number 12.
Weird.
Well, you'd think we'd rank higher in smoking, but...
Certainly in this room.
I always wonder about these polls, though, because how... I guess people are more and more open about marijuana now, but, like, especially in sex polls, I'm always like, yeah, I don't know if people would answer that honestly.
Right?
Yeah.
You know...
Especially not if they have a pad there when they're writing down everything.
I'm a kindergarten teacher, and I'd like to tell everyone that I get high 18 times a week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Greg, would you like to do the next one?
I don't know if I can handle the whole crowning the witch thing at the end, but I'll certainly try a dab. That's a very odious looking... is that black liquid or... Oh, no, it's just paint in there.
No, just paint.
Okay.
Are you all caught up on Game of Thrones?
No, I've never.
Me neither.
Yeah.
Never watched the show.
Never watched
There's
it.
There's a dragon.
I see it. I'll put it on, and it'll be on in the room, but I'll do other things. I can't. It feels like too much work at any given point to really understand what's going on, because I didn't watch from the beginning, you know?
Yeah, no idea.
I watch whenever the internet goes crazy over something that happened, I want to see that.
Yeah.
So I got to watch the finale of this season because people loved it. And I'll watch it and go.
When you watch stuff,
that was pretty good.
When you watch stuff like that out of context, do you still get anything out of it? Is it still amazing?
Well, the Red Wedding was still incredibly brutal, even if you didn't care about the characters that were all being slaughtered.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, when what's his name got decapitated when no one was expecting it, even though that it happened in the books, I guess. That was another one where I watched just to see that, you know, Sean Bean losing his bean. And Yeah.
Let's do this.
I don't mean to bore everybody with my lecture about not watching Game of Thrones.
Here's
all the things I know about it. Did you ever see somebody made a movie, like an animated thing, that was like a little girl, or not even a little girl, a woman, who'd never watched any Star Wars, just describing the whole thing based on what she's heard in her life?
That's was it funny? True?
Just
was it
around
accurate?
Her. It was pretty accurate. Yeah. You know, but just funny to listen to, kind of like Drunk History, where it's like she kind of knows what she's talking about, but, you know.
There's a boy from space, and he's in a thing. And
at one point she goes, no, but maybe those two are brother and sister. She, like, starts to realize.
That's funny.
It turns out he's his dad, I think.
Yeah.
You know. Because you just hear, like, there's so many catchphrases that are also kind of plot-driven.
Don't touch that.
Okay. Well, I will not.
No, just he'll do the sticking it in part for you. Yeah, I like when there's an assist on that.
All okay.
Yeah, do the captain's hat at the end.
Pull it. Yeah, there you go. Just until you don't want to.
Smooth.
Yeah, it can be very tasty and very smooth. That's another kind of crazy thing about it, is it's almost like you kind of can have a coughing fit off of it every fourth hit. And I mean, even it might be the first one.
Yeah.
Fourth one. You just never know when it's going to hit. So, like,
that's really strong, right?
If you stop while you're ahead, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Take another one. I can't promise.
I'm gonna start
it's
with
not going to be the one where you blow.
Right. I'm going to start with one.
Right? Sometimes it just makes you fucking cough.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Even though it's generally a smooth experience.
I mean, I'm an encourager no matter what. So, good or bad.
Yeah, yeah. I just thought you were going to, there was some sort of rhyme coming up or something. I'm an encourager.
What rhymes with encourager?
Discourager.
Oh, right. That's too close.
Yeah, right.
And not a disparager.
Could do that. Where's Eminem when you need him? All right.
I saw Greg Proops' book in the airport bookstore in Philadelphia. There's two copies sitting in the humor section next to 101 mojito recipes. So jump in there and grab those.
Thank you.
Walking around that airport with listening to this.
Yeah, there is. Maybe they'll run over to the bookstore right now and look for the
money. I wonder if anybody listens live. I know you can watch it live, but the listening is more like later, you know, like people that are in a cubicle and they can't watch the shows, so they just listen to it.
I do that sometimes at work, though. If something's live while I'm working, I like just put the video on, just leave it in my pocket and still listen to it.
Yeah, that works. The book is The Smartest Man in the World podcast.
The book is the smartest book in the
world. And the podcast is called Smartest Book in the World. And all of them are available in the airport in Philadelphia. But this Wednesday, if you're in the Los Angeles area, Bar Lubitsch, the vodcast at 8 p.m. And that's what you call when you do a episode of your show.
Or a Proopcast. We all have our cute little names.
Yeah, right? And a lot of times they don't make it into the cards that people make for me, though.
I wrote that.
Yeah.
You wrote that.
A friend of mine gave it to me because I drink vodka during the show when we're in the bar. And he said, vodcast, you mean? And I went, genius.
Yeah.
I'm having that.
Done.
Nice.
That's what it is.
So it's friends are four. Through good times.
San Francisco Punchline, July 28th through 30th. That'll be fun. That's a nice time to be in San Francisco.
It's hilariously cold at night.
Yeah.
Really?
It's, I went to San Francisco, July. So in the daytime, you know, 69, 70.
Not bad, yeah.
And then nighttime comes and you can wear a coat at the Punchline outside. I mean, it's fucking, like, cold.
Yeah.
Cold.
Crazy.
And
perfect.
Windy.
Perfect for...
And then about 3 in the morning, still. San Francisco is infernal weather that way. I remember coming home late from clubs. I lived there for years. That's where I met Doug. And you come home like 2 in the morning. And there was 5 or 6 foghorns then. Now they're all gone because boats have GPS. I'm not kidding. So there's where foghorns work on a different principle now. They don't have foghorns like they used to. And there was like 4 or 5 of them. And there was one on Alcatraz, one on Fort Baker, one on. And I would be at late at night, come home, park the car, and get out, and you'd hear.
And they're all just talking to each other.
Yep. all across the bay.
Like dogs.
Exactly like dogs.
It was a pity because it was really romantic. And that was the time I'd...
Also like white noise that's like probably when you're used to it is like relaxing.
Yeah.
Well, the misty air and the eucalyptus in the air and then like... I had a point. The dab was very
like very a trolley or a train going by with you know with a certain regularity that's not too constant can be really pleasant.
Boat bells, and stuff is always. It's a pity that it's gone. But what the point was that the weather was perfect in the middle of the night. You'd be like, it was fucking cold all day, or it was hot, or whatever. Yeah. And then in the middle of the night, like 65 and a breeze, like
just hits the right.
And you're like, oh great, I've stayed up till 4.
It's just you have to stay up and enjoy it, right?
It's a fun getaway from summer because everywhere else is pretty hot.
At nighttime, it's just fantastic. Yeah. You wear a hat.
Wow, you guys. San Francisco, late July, bring a coat and a hat. You'll see people that weekend all the time that just bought a new hat or a new coat or they're out there freezing.
Yeah.
And the girls that want to go out dressed up and refuse to take a coat or wearing a man's coat and running down the street holding their own shoes. Taylor Rizzo. On Twitter is his name, spelled pretty much all how you'd expect it to be.
Yep.
Taylor Rizzo.
That's
and then
that's
you've got a Periscope show, Mediocre Smoker. Is that every day at 4:20, or can you try to do it then?
No, I usually don't make it till 4:20. It's usually around like 3 o'clock.
Oh yeah, you're gonna do it earlier. Like that's the thing about 4:20 is like people that want to wait till 4:20 to get high. I don't know what they're up to.
I mean, sometimes I'll smoke until 4:20, but.
You know. I just like doing it at 4:20 when I can. It's almost, fun's not the right word for it, but it's an interesting disappointment when you can't. It's 4:20, I'm in this stupid airport. Mm. Feel a little sad, but not really, because it's just it's like astrology or something. Yeah. It's just like...
No, I think it's perfect. There has to be some astrology or chronology or something to...
Let me do the fucking dab, and then we got to go to a commercial break.
We can do it after you, no? Yeah.
Okay, after. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this episode is brought to you by the cool folks at Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items and pop culture gear. For less than $20 a month, you get 4 to 8 items that include licensed gear, apparel, collectibles, unique one-of-a-kind items, and more. Loot Crate is more than just a subscription service. It's an entire community of fans that share their experience and interact with each other around the unboxing of each month's crate, and they guarantee $40 plus in value in every crate. Sometimes it's a lot more. Every month there's a different theme and all items are curated around that theme. Previous crates have included items for franchises like The Legend of Zelda, The Walking Dead, Star Wars, Marvel, and more. Join us as we celebrate the futuristic. We've packed July's crate with items from some of pop culture's favorite prognostications of science and the future. Look towards tomorrow with items from Rick and Morty, Futurama, Mega Man, Valiant Comics, and Star Trek, including a model, a figure, and don't forget our monthly tea and pin. Remember, you only have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. So go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today.
Hey, you guys. What's up? Our friends at Pokeball have a special offer for fans of Getting Dug with High. You can buy a Pokeball Home Dome Frosted Ashtray, like we have here on the table, with 10% off if you use the promo code Doug. Just go to Pokeball.com, promo code Doug, to receive your 10% discount. This is out, and someone is gonna be fired.
Welcome back to Get It Done with High.
We'll
be able to do that.
We're here with Taylor Rizzo, Greg Proops, and the discussion of the career of Gene Wilder, who is...
It's two great shows today, Doug.
I say, there's a few duds in Gene Wilder's career, but if you get really high and put on a Gene Wilder movie, I think you'll be, especially the... I guess the like top three probably would be Willy Wonka and Young Frankenstein and yes. Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And, or the producers.
Well, I would put the producers before Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, but he is amazing in Blazing Saddles. And took the part that, you know, they called him the day they started shooting to be in Blazing Saddles because Gig Young was going to play the part.
What?
And that first scene, the first scene was Gig Young where he's supposed to be hanging upside down in the jail cell and he's and the character's supposed to be hung over.
Right.
And Gig Young was just, you know, there and immobile.
Yeah.
So Mel Brooks had to call up Gene Wilder and go, please, you know,
come down,
do me a favor and play this part you know nothing about.
Right.
And he obviously put his own thing on it.
Yeah.
And he's so good in it. All right, so speaking of good things, now that you guys are nice and high, I'll do a dab after this, but I want to get to this first.
All right.
It's Gabe time, you guys.
All right.
They call it Gabe time.
I'm excited.
They call it Gabe time.
That's for the second intro, Greg. Pick a card, Taylor. All right, show it to Greg, show it to that camera over there. Got it? Perfect. All right, place it back here. I'm going to cut it back into the deck. Shuffle the cards. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
All right. I don't know if you knew this, but every deck of cards, or not all, everyone, but a lot of them come with a blank card. But I can actually use my hand as a sort of printer.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, nice. That was awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Yay.
Sensational.
Yep. That's in his press packet. My hand is like a printer. It's like a kind of printer.
A kind of printer?
Wasn't that in the Bible, in the New Testament?
Maybe, but Gabe is going to be...
So shall my hand be kind of a printer?
At the OG Labs in Torrance, California, you can see Gabe this Friday from 7 to 11 p.m. Never forget, doing magic and introducing people to Honey Farm. These beauties right here. There's all kinds of stuff on the table right now. All right, shit, I'm knocking your dabs over. So yeah, go see Gabe if you're anywhere near Torrance. There's also one of my favorite characters in the motion picture, Bring It On.
Torrance?
Mm. Torrance, yeah.
Love that.
As played by Kirsten Dunst. All right, here we go.
Let's clear the back room.
I was just talking about this movie Stick It today. Did you ever see Stick It?
This is what happens on every pot table in anybody's place. Just everything gets knocked over all the time.
Careful, you. Oh. No, it's okay. Oh, shit.
I should put this back up because this is like a special
antique. Yeah.
It brings
good luck,
serenity,
good fortune
to
this house.
Or something. Yeah.
What is it?
Serenity to this table. Farmer Dave gave us that. Is that his name?
It's mesmerizing. Whoa.
All right.
A friend of Chris Robinson's from the Black Crows.
Ooh, don't touch.
That was close.
You almost touched it?
I almost dropped
don't
it.
Touch
oh,
it.
No.
Oh,
all right.
Bad news.
Here
players.
We go.
Yeah, there's that exciting element of pyromania that goes with this. Well done. You came along to catch the rest. So this scenario is familiar to you.
There's a lot.
Have we met before this?
This ritual is not one.
There's a lot to get. Can you see when it's done, or can you get a long hit because it's just sort of recycling?
It depends, because the nail will cool down as it goes, so if not everything burns off, it'll just kind of slowly burn at the end. That's why putting the cap on there will kind of...
Yeah, the thing he put in there, that's called a nail.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have maybe been describing it more for the listeners.
You mean while you were doing it?
While anyone was doing it.
Well, here, break it down. The dishes, you heat the dish
this
up.
Is called a banger,
uh-huh.
Which is just the style of nail. And it's quartz glass, and you just heat it up and then touch the concentrate to it, and that's pretty much it.
what about the reduced intake valve and the... you know,
that was
some of the outer,
that was installed
outer
by
machinations.
Chevy.
Yeah, I the handheld clearly illegal. Blasting.
That little torch is illegal?
No.
Look! I'm going to let you guys off with a warning this time. But I don't want to see this fucking torture on the studio again, okay? We're running it. I know the air conditioning's off, but this is still an office. It's just not an office. Don't.
It's a safe little torch.
Yeah, it's fun. I got it at a gas station.
That's the, you know what? Those are famous last words, Dad.
Sure.
There's nothing more famous than that's a safe little torch. Except for he went, I almost dropped it.
I got it at a gas station. I do dabs while I'm filling the tank.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I'm getting some gas. Hand me a cigarette.
They do have all those like torch lighters at gas stations all the time.
Okay.
That's where I always see them.
All right. I mean, it would be, it's probably a good,
I wouldn't be seen in Pennsylvania.
If you're a lady dabber, it'd probably be a good thing to hold on to in case you get attacked.
You're always just thoughtful fucking, about way, Doug.
Just fucking torch an eyeball.
Right?
Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. Look like the girl from
the old rape torch. Make way, rape whistle, the rape torch is here.
That might work. Yeah.
I don't know if I characterize it as a good slogan, Doug.
But it is a slogan.
You're right, Craig Proops. We've had a wonderful session. This was
have we discussed Gene Wilder at all?
I think he may have come up once.
Who is that?
Who is that, you old men? Taylor Rizzo and Greg Proops, everybody. One more round of applause from the crew. Most of the crew is holding some sort of instrument or something. So
yes, it's called apathy.
Their hands are full of apathy. We don't know when the next show is going to be. We're going to work on... Yeah, that's how what happens around here
TBD.
Sometimes. Yeah, it's totally TBD. But have a happy and safe 4th of July. And we're looking like maybe July 12th, something like that. We'll be back. So we'll see you when we see you.